Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 944. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, or sponsorships, please email me at rabbiismach@take10fortorah.org.
So we've been discussing at length the mitzvah and the story of the building of the Mishkan and all of the parshas that have been devoted to it, discuss the donations that people made. So I want to talk about donations in general, the idea of recognizing donations, and really whether or not this is appropriate, inappropriate, and a bit of a history about it. So we have in the Pesukim in last week's parsha, in Parshas Vayakel, Vayavo, Kol Isha Shanaso, Libo V'Chalashanad V'Rucho, you have all of the people after Moshe finally pitches it to the people, everybody brings the things that they're going to bring. And so it describes, first, the people who brought the golden jewelry. They didn't have gold bars. There were jewelry and things that were made out of the gold, and they donated all of those things to the process of the Mishkan. But when it's described, it says in Pasuk Chaf Beis in Perek Lamed Hey, V'chol ish asher hinif tenufas zav l'Hashem, anybody who raised their donation to Hashem. It doesn't usually use that expression. It just refers to people bringing their donation. What's the raising? So the Ramban says, Ki hamevi zav yunufaf yadol chashivas hanadava. The person who would be bringing such a donation would raise it because, hey, listen, I'm bringing gold. You know, it was a pretty big deal that they were bringing such a fancy donation. Oh, halokhem, or maybe the people who received it, whoever was receiving the donation, yanifu hazahav laharoso, would lift up the gold to show everybody else, l'shabeach hamevi al nidvaso, to praise the one who donated this gold, the gold which was the most valuable of all the resources, to show everybody the gold that was donated. So we have it, the Ramban tells us in Parshas Vayakel, there's this notion of acknowledging a nice donation. Okay, so we have this as well in the Mishnah. Maseches Yoma, we have a Mishnah about Ben Katan. Ben Katan made 12 spigots for the Kiyar. There had only been 2 spigots, so he spent the money to go and make more spigots. I guess there would be less lines at the Kiyar where they would wash their hands before going into the Beis HaMikdash. He also made a mechanism for it so it would be able to descend down so you wouldn't have to refill it every morning. King Munbaz had the handles of all the vessels on Yom Kippur. Made of gold, also very nice. His mother Helena made a golden candelabrum over the opening of the temple sanctuary. She also made a golden tablet where they would put the parsha of the Sota on this golden tablet. And all of these stories are pointing to the fact that the Mishnah, which is usually a repository of halacha, a repository of things that we ought to do, is recognizing the behavior of all of these people specifically and everything that they had done. And so this is their plaque, so to speak, where it lists all of the things that they had done. Why does it matter? Because it seems that it matters. Now, what we have in Shulchan Aruch is very interesting. After the Shulchan Aruch talks about Shmona Malos Yesh B'Tzedakah, the 8 levels of Tzedakah, which is, you know, first of all, of course, getting a person a job, teaching a man to fish, having them self-supported, which ranges down to privacy and giving, and then making sure that you give without having been asked, etc. At the end of that sequence, in Hilchos Tzedakah Siman Resh Mem Tes, so the Rama says, V'al kol panim lo yispo'er ha'adam b'tzedakah shenosein. A person should never, ever aggrandize themselves and be super fancy in the giving that they do. The immispoer, and if a person indeed does, take glory from it, lo dai she'ena makabel schar, not only do you not receive reward for that tzedakah, ela afilo ma'anishin oso aleha, you can even be punished for such behavior. So all of tzedakah has to be given in a refined way where a person is not aggrandizing themselves having given the tzedakah. That's what the Rama says. How does this jive with the pasuk in Micha that says, "V'hatznei aleches im Elokecha"? We should walk modestly with our God. Actually, the Rama continues, and the Rama says, "Umicha makom misha makdish davar l'tzedakah." If somebody gives something for tzedakah, mutar lo sheyichtov shemo alav, it is okay, permitted to write their name on it. Sheilo lezikaron, so it be as a reminder. V'ro'yu lasos kein, and it is appropriate to do so. So somehow the Rashba, which we'll see in a moment, which is the source for this Rama, tells us as follows. It's bad to be mispa'er, it's bad to aggrandize oneself from it, but it seems not only okay that when you donate your name could be on something, but it's even appropriate. So that's what we find in the Rama, which itself seems to be a little contradictory. where does this come from? What does this mean? So the Taz says that the reason for this would be the reason to put your name on things. So that a person couldn't change it. A person, you know, remembers that you donated the Aron, or you donated this thing. Now, I do believe that back then when we're talking about donations, it's not the campaigns that we talk about nowadays. A person literally donated the thing. The Aron cost $50,000. The person went out, bought one, and plopped it in the shul. So it wasn't sometimes we do things a little bit different nowadays. But the Rajba explains that when we talk about donating a thing to a shul or to something of holiness, so he speaks of a case where a person donated a house next to the shul. The house ended up being built into the shul, and he wanted his name on that part of the shul. So he says, "Eini ro'a sheyuchlu hatzibur la'akev." I don't see how the tzibur could stop this. Min ha'din. I don't see any right that they have to stop him from putting his name on it. V'lo min ha'ray mikamat tzedadam. And it's inappropriate that they stop it. So not only can't they stop it, but it would be inappropriate to even try. And he says a couple of reasons. He says, "V'zeu midas chachamim hi u'midas vasikin." This is an old custom. It's the custom of the wise. K'dei litein schar lasos mitzvah, to give reward to one who does mitzvah. He brings a few pieces of evidence. He says we have this idea in the Torah, where the Torah consistently, midas ha-torahu, it always does this, it's mefarsem osei mitzvah. People who do mitzvos, it publicizes. And he gives the medrash, he quotes the medrash over here, when Yosef was saved by Reuven. So Reuven, it says, vayatzilehu miyadam, and the medrash tells us, if Reuven had known that it would have said Vayatzilemi Adam, that he was giving credit for having saved Yosef, that they wouldn't kill him and they just sold him, he would have carried him home on his shoulders to his father. And the Medrash says of Boaz, if Boaz would have known that he would be given credit for what he had given Rus, so as well, he would have given more. He would have given her calves instead of just grain. And finally, if Aaron would have known that God was going to write down how he greeted Moshe, because he was so happy for him, even though he, the younger brother, had been chosen for leadership before him, if he would have known, he would have come out with a parade, dancing and singing to see Moshe. And in any event, the idea of these things having been written, where these people, these characters would say, yeah, if I would have known that it would have been written, I would have done more. But the very idea that it had been written shows us, says the Rajba, that we're mefarsem an osei mitzvah. We publicize a mitzvah. Once we publicize a mitzvah, so why wouldn't we put somebody's name on a plaque that says they gave the money, they donated this thing? And so the Rajba ends, mikana ata lama sheinoagin lichtov ken shemos makdishim l'shamayim. We write down the names of people who donated such things. Liyos lehem lezikaron tov al mitzvos. So it A, be a good memory for them in the mitzvos that they do. Liftoach delas laosei mitzvah. And he adds another reason. It should open up the door for other people. It should motivate other people to give. Now, there were Rishonim who were very much against it. The Sefer Chassidim refers to the fact that a person writes a Sefer. They shouldn't even write their name in the Sefer. They shouldn't take away from the reward that they're going to get in the next world by taking kavod and honor for this thing that they did in this world. He tells a story even of a person who didn't want to allow anybody to share in a mitzvah with him, spent all the money himself so that he would have a legacy for his children, and then unfortunately, you know, those children were never able to appreciate that legacy for one reason or the other. And so there has been a negative expression towards this type of thing. So how do we resolve it? The Tshuvas V'Hanhagos of Moshe Sternbach notices the contradiction in the Rama himself. How could it be that you're not allowed to be mispo'er? You're not supposed to be a person who is aggrandizing themselves, while at the same time you are supposed to do this. Rama even says it's a good thing, it's roi, it's befitting, it's appropriate. And he says, of course, it depends a lot on the situation and on the motivation. If a person's goals are to aggrandize themselves, if a person is doing it for kavod, if a person is doing it for the honor, then of course it is not an appropriate behavior. If a person is doing it because they want to motivate others, because they want other people to realize that for a communal institution, not only can a person give quietly, but people need to realize that everybody has to get involved, Those types of motivations are perfectly appropriate. They are ra'i, and as the Rajba said, v'leftoach delas la'osei mitzvah, you are opening the door. And opening the door might involve putting your name on top of that door. But in any event, that is the calculus a person has to wage, and the Rama alludes to. You can't be mispoyer, but at the same time, there is a way to put a name on something, to put a name on a plaque, to put a name on a donation, and on a movement, and to be doing it for the right reasons. That's our challenge when giving tzedakah, and if we are blessed with the ability to give it, we should remember that's our challenge, but taking the credit is okay, as long as the credit is about something more than us. Have a great day.